We continue on with our Royal Valley Locker Room Chat tonight. I'm Brandon Tam. We've got the Panthers boys coach Chris Brown joining us here for a few minutes. Brought to you by Holt Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. It's been a busy last 6 or 7 days for the Panthers basketball team. 3 games since we last spoke, coach. And I guess we'll start with the game on Friday. Just kind of an initial thought. And apparently Compton, they've been playing, you know, very solid basketball since the holiday break, and obviously a tough out when taking on the cause. And that was a good battle-tested game, 62-57, but it was Perry coming out on top there. So let's start there on Friday, just kind of a few key takeaways from that game.
Yeah, you know, obviously we came up short, but couldn't have been more proud of our guys' fight and grit. You know, we came out hot and had an even first quarter with them, tie game, and then just it kind of fell apart first in the second quarter, and they took a double-digit lead to half. But, you know, guys responded, and you know, at one point I think we were down 23 late in the third, and you know, started making some shots. And you know, it's always funny, especially with young people, the better you shoot, sometimes the better you guard and defend a little better too.
That's so true.
We started knocking out some shots and then getting some stops at the same time, and you know, all of a sudden with 20 seconds left, we have the ball with a chance to tie it. And Perry had a great defensive possession, and we didn't even really get much of a shot up. But you know, just proud of the fight of the boys, you know, hanging in there and getting back in the game and doing the things necessary to make it a competitive contest.
Yeah, and the busy week, it continued, a quick turnaround. Not sure how you guys were able to kind of navigate a Saturday and a Sunday as far as practice and what you guys were able to do to prepare for a game on a Monday, and that was the case. You guys had the makeup game against Pleasant Ridge at home, and just a dominant offensive performance for sure, 83 points in a big-time win. So, again, just kind of navigating the weekend, going from the Friday to Monday, and obviously a big win against Pleasant Ridge on Monday night.
Yeah, you know, the guys played great. It was a balanced attack, which was so nice to see. You know, two guys in the 20s with Landon and Matt, and then two guys with 15, Tristan and Jackson. So, you know, just it was a fast-paced game. It was up and down, and they were pressing us a little bit. So there wasn't a lot of, you know, you talk about practice. There wasn't a lot of like game plan stuff. It was just playing. You know, it was just hooping. It was just getting up and down the court and trying to find advantages, and certainly had some lulls in the game and didn't probably guard as well as we wanted to, but as good as we could have played offensively, probably. You know, we shot well above 50% and took care of the ball, had way more assists than turnovers. So those are the things we like to do. And it was certainly nice to see the ball go in consistently throughout the game. And, you know, so many people contributing was awesome.
Yeah. And coach, congratulations. Obviously that win against Pleasant Ridge, your 200th, you know, in your career leading this program, and you've had so much success throughout your time, but being honored after that game, you know, with your team and, you know, the coaches, the fans, parents, community, you know, everybody involved showing you some love for getting that 200th win. Just kind of talk about that and just kind of maybe the emotion for you after that one.
Yeah. I didn't care a lot about it before it happened, but I told my wife after it happened, it is really cool when something like that happens and you get to kind of reconnect with people you've known from the past. It's my 14th year doing it. So that's a lot of players, a lot of assistant coaches, a lot of athletic directors, and got to hear from a whole bunch of them in the last couple of days and kind of reconnect. And that's the best part, you know, reflecting on, you know, so obviously nobody does this to get rich or make a lot of money. You do it for the joy, and you get 14 years of memories kind of flooding back in. So biggest takeaway is I've had some amazing players over the years, and they won all those games for me, and I didn't do anything. I just had a front row seat for a lot of them. So that's the best part, though, is reflecting on the memories and the years and the names and the friendships, and that all came from basketball. What a great sport, you know.
Yeah, and the busy stretch, you know, you had to kind of wipe that away. As hard as that is to do, you know, you had a game right back to it Tuesday night at Rossville. Right now, they're one of the best teams in the league. They're a ranked team inside the top 10 in two-way. And, you know, maybe a game you just caught them on a night where they just had everything going. It was 72-41. So, again, you get that emotional win against Pea Ridge and then go play one of the better teams in the league. What was kind of the initial thought from the game on Tuesday?
Yeah, actually, a similar game to Perry just flipped. We played great in the first half. We played as good as we could play, and we're hanging in there. We're down 4. You know, that is always an issue when you feel like you're playing really well and you don't have a lead. And then somewhat hung in there in the third quarter, and then the fourth quarter, it just flipped on us, and we missed 4 or 5 threes in a row, and I think they made 4 or 5 threes in a row. So that game really went from about 15 to 30, you know, really quickly there in the fourth quarter. It was a lot more competitive game than the final score indicated. But you know, I told our guys, you know, we do so many things really well, and we struggle with the consistency. We struggle doing it for 4 quarters. That's why we were so happy with the Pleasant Ridge game, because we did, you know, we did play well for 4 quarters. But when we put it together for 4 quarters, I think we're a tough out, and I think we're a team that can give, you know, some people trouble, and we've shown that, you know, through small periods. And, you know, it's that time of year now where you get to play some really important games, and it'd be nice to put it together for four quarters. I certainly think we're capable, and certainly looking forward to the challenge each night we get to play and go out there and show everybody what we're made of.
Yeah, another challenge on Friday for sure. It will be Royal Valley at home taking on another good team in the Big East, and that is Silver Lake, and that is Chris Brown joining us here, the Royal Valley boys basketball coach. Again, we always appreciate it. Thanks again for your time. Congrats on the 200th win, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, appreciate you. Thank you.